even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Welcome to Productivity 360, folks. I am your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph, every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. I'm super excited to come to you today and want to say thank you to everyone who has been sharing the show, rating the show, commenting on whatever platform you may actually consume it. And as you've always heard me say here, everything in life is better when we are productive. Today I want to talk with you about the process of productive promise. The process of the productive promise. Now, I want to ask you all a few questions before we get started, and then I'm going to dive into a few statements and some things, some actionable steps that you can take, and then some questions for you to ask yourself. So this is going to be a show where I engage with you. So I need you to get your pen, your pad, your paper ready so that we can actually dive in. Again, today's topic is the process of the productive promise. Have you ever promised yourself something and thought that you would never actually achieve it? I want to run through a few things that you're going to learn today, and hopefully you'll be able to come back and share your testimony of where you were and where you currently are when you return. I want to be very, very transparent in this show to help you to understand that we all have something that we are growing through. And as you've heard me say on the show before, if you're going to go through something, you might as well grow through it. If you're going to have to inherit something, then you might as well come out with something on the other side. People are not here to just go through life. I want you to live your life and live it through the fullest. See, the worst thing that you can do is merely exist. I want you to live and live your life to the fullest. Here are some statements that I want you to think about before we get started. Have you ever said this to yourself? I want to be more responsible and I want to exercise more initiative in my life. Yes, if that's you, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. The question is, what do you do after you make that statement? What about this? I want to set and accomplish my goals in a timely manner and in a timely fashion. Have you ever said that to yourself? Have you ever started something but probably didn't quite finish it in the timeline that you wanted to? All right, well, we're going to get to that as well. What about this one? I want to be more organized and I want to get things done. I can't tell you how important it is to what I call get rid of that word procrastinate or procrastination. So when you talk about being more organized and getting things done, that's important. So hold on to that thought. What about this statement? I'd love to maximize my time, my efforts, and my energy so that I can become a better version of me. Well, each and every day when you wake up, if you have that as a declaration, then you can achieve it. You just have to focus on it because you've heard me say often, and I love to say it, that what you focus on actually gets done. So when you talk about maximizing your time, your efforts, and your energy to become a better version of yourself, We want to help you actually achieve that today. What about this statement? I want to improve my communication and my listening skills. You know, there's a reason that we have two ears and one mouth, and that is because we are to listen two times more than we actually speak. And for those men out there, I always put a little extra on it. You should actually listen 4 to 5 times more than you actually speak. So if that's you out there that says that you want to improve on your communication skills as well as your listening skills, well, this will be the show for you. And then lastly, let me cut it off here so that we can go ahead and get started, is, man, I want to have a productive mindset and enjoy what we would call a harmonious life. Well, having a productive mindset is one thing, and having harmony and synergy in your life is another. So tune in and let's get started. Again, the process of the productive promise. Many people have to understand that you must make a promise to yourself before you can make a promise to anyone else. And the productive promise is important. Why? Because the productive promise says that you are promising yourself before anyone else that you are going to be the most productive version of you that you can possibly be. So, what does all this entail? Well, first, I'm going to give you some statements. Then after I give you some statements, I'm going to give you some principles. After I give you the statements and the principles, the next thing I'm going to do is challenge you with a thought process, okay? After I challenge you with the thought process, the next thing I'm going to do is give you a question. Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Statement, principle, thought process, and question. One more time. Statement, principle, thought process, and question. All right. So when you think about the process of the productive promise, first and foremost, it's a personal process. It's a personal process. My process can't be the exact same as yours. My declarations, my statements are not going to be the same as yours. My principles may line up with your principles, and the thought processes will definitely be different. But if we all start somewhere, it is better to start than to complain and have never taken the very first step. So here we are. The process of the productive promise starts with these two words: be engaging. Be engaging. Then we want you to actually think about, after we talk about being engaging, we want you to think about the principle of taking action. The principle of taking action. Then the thought process that goes along with being engaging would be take control and action over your fears. Take control and action over your fears. The question that would go along with being engaging, the principle of taking action and taking control and action over your fears, would be this: what area or areas of your life do you need to be more engaging in? Okay, I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. Remember, statement, principle, thought process, then question. Statement, principle, thought process, then question. So when you hear those two words, be engaging, the very first thing is the statement. The next thing is the principle. Being engaging is about taking action, the principle of taking action. The thought process that comes behind that is that I've got to learn how to take control and action over my fears. The question that you then begin to ask yourself is, what area or areas of my life do I need to be more engaging in? All right, now that you understand how it's going to flow, I'm going to move on to the next actual statement in the process of the productive promise. Developing an execution mindset. Developing an execution mindset. Now, when you hear that word, developing an execution mindset, what do you think about? Well, here's the principle. The principle of completion. The principle of completion. Achieve your goals, aspirations, and your dreams. That would be the thought process. And the question that you want to ask yourself is, what is my track record for completion? What is my track record for completion? So the process of the productive promise says develop an execution mindset through the principle of completion as you achieve your goals, your aspirations, and your dreams. And the question that you would bring into that fold is, what is my track record for completion? Let's move on. Establish order. Establish order. That is the statement, the principle of prioritization. The principle of prioritization. What does that actually mean, and what is the thought process behind it? It says to set a structure for peace and tranquility in your life. And the question is, am I investing my time wisely, or am I wasting my time? The next statement would be, create productive relationships. Create productive relationships. And that falls under the principle of healthy relationships. What is the actual thought pattern and process behind that? Appreciate what's most important to you and who is most important in your life. I'm going to say that again because it may have went over your heads. Appreciate what is most important to you and who is most important in your life. And the question that will go along with this is, what impact do my relationships have? What impact do my relationships have? And then lastly, because I only want to give you five of the parts of this process of productive promise, and that would be to build synergy. To build synergy means that you're creating or operating in the principle of cohesion. And that principle of cohesion means to bring harmony through the creating of solutions. Bring harmony through the creating of solutions. Now, the question that would go along with that is, what impact am I making in the lives of those or whom I care about? What impact am I making in the lives of those or whom I care about? Now, as we go through this productive process of productive promise, I want you to really, really take a moment to soak this all in. So let me give you the parts of it one more time. Statement, principle, thought process, then question. As you establish your process of productive promise. Remember, the purpose of productive promise is you promising yourself that you're going to be the best and productive version of yourself each and every day. But the process is creating statements that are backed by principles that are utilizing thought processes that asks questions that will help you to be the most productive version of you possible. I hope that this is making sense to you. Now, depending upon who you are, where you are, and what you do in the world, your statements are going to be a little different than someone else's. Your principles or philosophies in which that you go by are going to be a little bit different than someone else. The thought process that you put behind these things will vary. And the questions that you ask yourself will provoke you to be more productive each and every day. So again, have you ever asked yourself the question or made the statement that you want to be more responsible and exercise more initiative in your life? Have you ever said to yourself that you want to set and accomplish your goals in a timely manner? Have you decided that you want to be more organized and get things done? And when and if you've said these statements, what have you done about them? When you ask yourself, do you want to maximize your time, your efforts, and your energy so that you can live a productive life, what did you do about it? And if you're looking to improve your communication skills as well as your listening skills, what exercises have you begun to execute? Because these are the things that it's going to take for you to have a productive promise that you can hold on to and a productive promise that you will consistently work towards. And that's why we call it the process of the productive promise. I believe in you, and I know that you can accomplish anything that you put your mind to. The very fact that you're listening to Productivity 360 right now tells me that you're a person who is serious and a person who is ready to execute. So here's my challenge to you. I want you to send us a note, whether you're contacting us via email at contactliveproduce@gmail.com, or you're sending in your comments, whether it's through any of the actual platforms that you listen into. If you're on the app, the Bashani app, I challenge you to actually tell someone about the app and have them go through the process of the productive promise and track with them. I dare you to become an accountability partner to someone else to help them to actualize their actual dreams and their productivity. After you've created your statements, I challenge you to come with some thought-provoking principles that will actually cause you to change your thinking pattern. See, you don't want principles that are just going to already be aligned with everything that you already do, because then you'll never stretch. And see, those of you who like to go to the gym and work out, you know that when you stretch that muscle, you get it prepared to get a good workout. And that's what I want for you today. I want you to get a good workout in your productivity. I want you to stretch. I want you to increase your mind and capacity and say to yourself that today is the day that I start on a new path. Today is the day that I get better. Today is the day that I increase my productivity. So you create those statements, you find yourself some principles that will stretch you, and then you get a new thinking pattern and process. But then I want you to have some thought-provoking questions that is going to make the productivity on the inside of you leap every time you hear it. Check this out one more time. Be engaging. Operate in the principle of taking action. Remember, it will cause you to take control and action over your fears, your desires, and your wants. How? By you doing this, what you will actually find is that there are areas in your life that you need to be more engaging in. Okay, well, no problem. I want you to develop an execution mindset by operating in the principle of completion. Why? Because achieving your goals, aspirations, and dreams can come true if and only if you decide to start executing. Well, how do I know this? Because I want to ask myself the question, what is my track record of completion? Establishing order. Yes, I want to do this by operating in the principle of prioritization. Why? Because I understand that when I set structure for my life, I will get peace and tranquility and I will enjoy my life. But the question that I need to ask myself at this particular point in time is, am I investing my time wisely or am I wasting it? Well, let's move a step further and say, are we creating productive relationships? We do that by operating in the principle of healthy relationships. Well, how will I know if I'm operating in the principle of healthy relationships? It's when I begin to appreciate what's most important and who is most important in my life. And the way that I can check that is I ask myself the simple question, what impact do my relationships have in my life and in the lives of other people? And then lastly, am I building synergy? I can build synergy simply by operating in the principle of cohesion. Well, how will I know that? Because cohesion will help me because I'm bringing harmony through creative solutions in my life. Well, how can I check that? Everything needs a check and a balance. Well, I can do that by asking, what impact am I making in the lives of those whom I care about? Everything that you just heard me state is something that I shared with you earlier through the principle of the process of the productive promise. How did I get there? I created statements that were backed by principles that were also having thought-provoking, engaging statements that caused me to process differently. And then I followed those things up with questions that would provoke me to do better each and every day. Folks, you know, I love coming to you and bringing you the best and the brightest from all around the world, bringing you productivity from a different angle, helping you to see that productivity is a core and bedrock portion of your life. I hope that you have picked up what I put down today on Productivity 360 every Friday right here on Bashani and worldwide. We bring it to you in these bite-sized pieces so that you can digest it and actually go and teach it for yourself. So you know what I always say, I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, I want you to get out there and I want you to live to produce. How can you live to produce? By exercising the process of the productive promise. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Be productive or be replaced.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?